Welcome to the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast with Pastor Robert Thibodeau. Using an interview format, Pastor Bob will introduce you to men and women whose ministries are impacting this world with the gospel, and will also provide commentary and insight on end-time prophetic events we now see happening in the news. Now here is Pastor Robert Thibodeau.
Hello, everyone, everywhere. This is Pastor Robert Thibodeau. Welcome to the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast. We're so blessed you're joining us today. You know, every year at this time, I try and reach out to my good friend, Pastor Bill Jenkins, to come back on the program and tell us what the Lord has shown him for the year that we're getting ready to enter into. Now, some quick background. Pastor Jenkins is a 1991 graduate from Christ for the Nations in Dallas, Texas. He's been in ministry for, about 30 years now. He's also has his own television program on TBN, the Praise the Lord program. He's hosted that as well. Hallelujah. And he's written numerous books and has quickly become known as a modern-day apostle of God with a prophetic voice. He and his wife, Britton, they work super hard to release the message of hope into our world on a continuous basis. And Pastor Jenkins takes really some of the toughest passages of Scripture and just explains them in a practical and interesting way. He's quickly becoming the go-to guy when it comes to biblical interpretation. His devoted husband, as I said, to his wife, Britton, and father of three boys. He and his wife are devoted to their family, and not just to one church. They got two churches in different parts of the country, praise the Lord. And they believe that the long-awaited revival in America and around the world is not just coming. Is here now. Praise the Lord. In addition, he has his own radio station called Walking in My Destiny, or WIMD for short. I'm a broadcaster on his radio station. He has his program on our radio station, Evangelism Radio, as well. And like I said, every year about this time, I ask Pastor Bill to come back on here, share with us his insights from the Word of God as he talks about the new issue of his book called The Prophetic Almanac as it relates to the coming year. And that's what we'll be talking about today as we enter 2020. Now, as we enter a new year and a new decade, it is so important for us to know what God expects of us and what we can expect of God as we launch into this new era. The insight in this book will release inspiration, information, impartation, divine revelation that will renew your passion for God, not just in 2020, but beyond. And if you're tired of feeling like you're on the outside looking in, or if your vision for the future is just not that clear, this book could be a sort of spiritual looking glass to help you see exactly what God has lined up for 2020. Help me welcome back to the program, Pastor Bill Jenkins. Pastor, thank you for taking the time out of your schedule to visit with us today.
Well, thank you for having me. I always enjoy being with you. I love your enthusiasm and love the things that you're doing for the Lord.
Hey, man, I appreciate that. Now, at the time of this recording, recently, the founder of Christ for the Nations, Reinhard Bonnke, went on to be with the Lord. And, you know, I mean, I met him one time, and he was just an awesome man of God. So, and being right there in the Dallas area, I'm so familiar with Christ for the Nations. So I know exactly where your background came from in that.
Yeah, I mean, it set me up for success. I mean, yeah. You know, it wasn't just the school, it wasn't just the classes, it was the people. To be around, you know, 1,500 people when I was there who were on fire for the Lord sort of changed my life. So it was the atmosphere that sort of grabbed me more than anything and thrust me into being even more excited for the Lord than I was before I went there.
Yeah, praise the Lord. So last year, we discussed the Prophetic Almanac for 2019. Can you just recap some of the highlights that the Lord showed you and how they came to pass over this past year, something that people could relate to?
Absolutely. You know, one of the things that I love is having people write things down. One section of the book, I give you a journal to write things down in the book so that you can challenge and test the things that I'm saying to see if I'm right or wrong. Why listen to me if I'm wrong? And so 19, when you see it in the Bible, it's mentioned seven times. It revolves around faith, wisdom, and a new era. One of the things I mentioned was that as we, you know, draw closer to the end of this year, you're going to hear about a new era, the end of one. And you hear that everywhere. Like, that's something we're not accustomed to hearing. And you see that everywhere. And it's because we're not just ending a year, we're ending a decade, but we're ending an era. So we're going into a whole new era of what God wants to do. And in the book, I gave you important dates. And one of the things that I encourage you to do is I gave you 19 dates in 2019. And what I do is I encourage you to Google those dates and to see what happened on those dates. If you'll just Google events that happened on the days that I put on here for these prophetic almanac dates, you're going to see crazy stuff that happened that goes along with faith, wisdom, and a new era. So it's really an exciting thing. I gave you people to watch for in the news, like Mark Cuban, Joe Biden, Billy Ray Cyrus came out with a rap song. I gave you Mark Zuckerberg. You remember at the beginning of the year, he had some issues and troubles with Facebook. He's also been in the news recently about some political stuff. The Queen of England, Warren Buffett, all these people I put in there, including, you know, obvious people like Donald Trump to watch for. And you see that all these people have been in the news. I gave you places to watch for, like Egypt, Iran, Israel, China, Great Britain. Again, all of those places played a prominent part of our year. And so one of the things that I love to do is just give you a book that's full of inspiration, information, divine revelation, an interesting book, a fun read, and give you things to really help you to draw closer to the Lord and just pick up your interest. Like I tell you about the different chapter 19s. Every book of the Bible does not have a chapter 19, but when you go over the summary that I give you, I tell you it's a year for us to not look back, a year of full devotion to God, a year to stay alive and thrive. In Numbers, the story in Numbers is great because we see that it's about staying alive but thriving, not staying alive and surviving.
Amen.
So this is a year that, you know, through our faith and through our wisdom, we can enter a new era and not just tie a knot and hold on, but actually increase our level of anointing as we prepare for a new decade. So every single thing, one of the things that I do is I list on my website, PastorBillJenkins.org, at the end of the year, the beginning of the new year, is all of the things that have come to pass so that you can see it for yourself and test and challenge. Because, you know, hey, I'm a man. I'm okay with being tested and challenged. Anybody who's not, you might not want to listen to them.
Right.
So
amen.
I say go ahead and check it out. See if I'm right or wrong. And you'll find out that a lot of the stuff I put in there is so right on that it's scary to even me. And it brings a fear of God into my heart.
Yeah, amen. Amen. And we've been doing this a couple of years now. And that's I look forward to talking to you every year as we get ready to start the new year. I mean, the folks, you need to go back and get these books and just see how the Lord is showing Pastor Jenkins these things. Now, this year, 2020, Pastor, it's shaping up to be, for lack of a better word, interesting on so many fronts. And I guess to start with, what do you see as God's prophetic purpose for 2020?
Well, one of the things that I like to do is let the Bible speak to me instead of me telling it what it says. I want it to tell me what the Word of God declares. And so I look at the number 20 in the Bible just to get a little glimpse. Now, when we talk about 2020, we usually talk about our vision, our acuity of our eyesight.
Right.
And some people think that 2020 is perfect vision, but it's really not. It's about clarity of vision. So as we enter 2020, God is going to refine our vision and give us a clarity to begin this new year. Because as we start this new year, remember, this not only affects our year, it affects our decade. So how we start the year can determine how we move through this next decade. And so when you look at the number 20 in the Bible, it's mentioned 121 times, which is surprising to me. It's actually mentioned about 280 times in the Bible, but it's connected to other words. But just the word 20 is mentioned 121 times. And when you see the number 20 mentioned in the Bible, it revolves around three things, which I believe give us sort of a foundation to build upon in this coming year. But when you look at the number 20, there are exactly 20 dreams in the Bible. I believe this is a year of dreams. A lot of people complain about nightmares. You know, they go to sleep, they have bad dreams, bad nightmares. This is a year when I believe God wants to give us dreams. There's actually 20 dreams that are in the Bible. So in the Old and the New Testament combined, I lay out every dream for you in the Bible, and I encourage you that before you go to sleep, you ask the Lord to give you night dreams that can help you in your life. The reason God gives us dreams is to warn us, to reveal the future, release spiritual truth, confirm promises, offer encouragement, give us inside information, share opportunities of blessing, warn us of impending judgment. There's tons of different reasons, and I lay it all out in the book why God gives us dreams, but it's not a coincidence that there's 20 different dreams in the Bible, and then I tell you what the purpose for those dreams are. And so I believe it's a year when God is going to give us great dreams as we sleep, and he's going to renew our vision, and he's going to renew our passion. It's also, when you see the number 20 in the Bible, it's the Hebrew letter Kap, K-A-P-H, and it is the meaning of Kap in Hebrew is palm or open hand. So it's a year when we can't have a closed fist in anger, but have an open hand to give. Now, if my palm is up, that's a sign of giving, right? Yep. But if I turn my hand upside down and my palm is down, it's a sign of covering. So it's not covering up anything, but it is covering people who are going through things, shielding them and allowing them to have a full experience with the Lord without damaging them with our own personal opinion. So it's a year for us to give and to cover. So not only is it a year of dreams, 20, because of the Hebrew letter, is referring to an open hand that gives, and then when you turn it upside down, an open hand that will cover other people. Mm. And then last of all, it's about redemption. When you see 20 in the Bible, it's definitely going to be a year of redemption. It's going to be a year when God is releasing the captives, he's removing the consequences, and he's renewing the covenant of God. God raised up Deborah and Barak in Judges 4 and 5 to redeem the children of Israel from Jabin after 20 years of oppression. God kept Joseph even when he was sold into slavery to the Ishmaelites by his brothers for 20 shekels of silver. So Joseph was redeemed. Deborah and Barak were called to redeem. You remember even God told Abraham, if there's 20 people you find in Sodom and Gomorrah, I'll save the city. So when you see 20, it is revolving around redemption. So this is a year when it's going to be a year of what I'm going to call comebacks, where you haven't heard of some people, or maybe some people have fallen, done wrong, done some things. It's a year they're going to come back, find the Lord, find redemption, find the restorative power of the Lord. And so when you see 20, it revolves around dreams, an open hand, and it revolves around redemption. So I think that's what 2020 is going to consist of.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Wow. I've seen some interesting things about the year 2020 as it also relates to the Jewish year of 5780. Do you see anything significant between those two?
Well, one of the places I tell you to watch for this year is for Israel. So I do think Israel has just gone through a political transformation. They've gone through some different things concerning corruption in their government. And I do see prophetically, we're not just living in the last days. We're living in the last of the last days. Yeah. So I do think that as we enter this year, you see that there's going to be some more things happen with, the capital city now being moved over to Jerusalem. And so you're going to see a lot of things go on, a lot of things happen. I do think that there's some bad stuff that's going to go on, but I think the majority of it God is going to use in order to reveal his prophetic plan and to ensure us and to remind us that his coming is very, very soon.
Amen. Yeah, I agree. I tell people that we're not just in the last days, we're in the last minutes of the last hours of the last days. It's that
That's
close.
Right.
Jesus come back before we finish this interview, praise the Lord.
But absolutely.
How does the number 20 relate to prosperity? And does the fact that 20, two 20s put together, does that mean anything significant?
Well, I love that you said that. That's a fantastic question because, yes, two 20s together means a doubling of what it means. And so when you see that, you know, usually when you think of double portion, you think of prosperity. I believe that this is a year when God is going to prosper his people, when God is going to bless us. You know, one of the greatest things when Israel was in Babylon, when they were held captive for all those years, the major prophets, you have to remember, they encouraged everybody. This is not a season for you to be sad, even though you're in bondage, even though you're held captive, you know, even though you're exiled away from your homes and your family and your country, this is a time for you to prosper. And so it was amazing that the major prophets were bringing encouragement even in the midst of even in the midst of being exiled and going through one of the worst times of their life, that you can be blessed even in the worst of circumstances that are surrounding you. So, yes, 2020 is there for a reason. So it's a double portion of everything. When you see 2020 and you think of double portion, you always think of prosperity. And so it's one of those things where absolutely, you know, in Leviticus chapter 27, verse 3, the Bible tells us that our personal wealth is connected to the number 20. And so I think our personal wealth is going to increase in 2020. I don't know about the economy as a whole in America. It's a political year, but I'm telling you that if you do the right things, if you honor God with the first fruit, and I'm talking about paying your tithes, doing the right thing, maybe blessing ministries like your ministry to help keep you guys, you know, going and not Amen. Just on the air, but to keep you prospering. I think if people attach themselves to that kind of ministry, I think that they're going to see their personal wealth grow and expand in 2020. I really believe that. That's not just something you never told me to say that. That's something that I believe. When you connect and you sow into the right ministries, I believe this year, 2020, is going to be a year when your personal wealth is going to grow and expand like never before. Matter of fact, this could be the best year for your finances if you do the right thing with your money in, you know, keeping a budget, giving to the right ministry, sowing the right seeds, doing the right things. It could be the best year of your life financially if you'll do the right thing with your money.
Amen. Amen. I appreciate that. And it's true that, you know, I mean, 2019, you know, the stock markets are all-time highs and the unemployment's at all-time lows and everything seems to be going right. And really, that's just laying the groundwork for 2020. I mean, it's absolutely. You know, I mean, it's shaping up to be just an amazing year. You know, Pastor, you always bring so much to our interviews. I mean, your ministry is awesome. You stay on the go between, you know, two churches in different parts of the country. You have your radio program, your TV programs, and all that. How do you find the time to pray and then write out these prophetic almanacs every single year? I mean, I find it so interesting that you are so specific, and not in generalities, but in specifics, even down to individual states. How do you find the time to do all that?
Well, I tell you, it's something I learned in Bible college. I get up every morning, 4:30. I have my prayer time with the Lord, and then I get my boys up, and I get them ready for school, and I feed them every morning, get them to school, and then I begin my day, you know, doing the things that I need to do. So I think the major thing is just prioritizing your life, just making sure, you know, if you got to get up earlier, if you got to stay up later, everybody wants a greater anointing, but the problem is people don't want to pay the price to get it. They just want to go to church one Sunday and have you or me pray for them and have it just automatically appear. But that's not the way it works. You're going to have to work. And I think as we end 2019 and go into 2020, we have to sort of change our wineskins. God wants to pour out some new wine in 2020, but the problem is if you keep the same wineskin, your wineskin is going to break, and you're going to lose the wine, and you're going to lose the anointing that holds it. And so I think we have to prioritize our life, obviously put Jesus at the first. Everything else centers around that. I am disciplined in that, you know, this is my pattern every single day. You know, I have my prayer time early, and I get my boys up, do what I need to do for them and my family, and get my wife time to spend time with the Lord every single day. And I do the same thing consistently every single day. I live a very boring life. And so, but it keeps me out of trouble, and it keeps me listening to God. And, you know, when I write these books, I'm telling you, it's almost as if, you know, God says, today's the day, and I write it out longhand. hand. So I get paper, I get a pen, and he speaks and I write. So I'm not like this new school author where, you know, you sit at the typewriter or you speak in your phone. I just longhand it, write it out, and then my personal assistant will type it all up, and then we'll go through this process of putting it together. So it is a difficult thing, but if you prioritize things in your life, it definitely makes it easier.
Amen. I have to ask about, you know, because you do something specific for each state. Do you sit down and say, okay, today we're going to do California and tomorrow we're going to do Montana or anything like that? Or is it just through the course of, you know, several months without even realizing it, God's given you each and every state?
Yeah, I mean, what I do this year is I changed up a little bit. I take the 50 states, break it into 5 regions. Mm-hmm. Now, I still have a little word for every state, but then I have one big prophetic word for our country, mm-hmm. and it's all about change. And so usually what happens is I don't dictate it. You know, it's like mm-hmm. the Lord says, this is for California, or this is for New Jersey, or this is for Indiana, or that's for Minnesota. And then after a while, I realize, wow, okay, they're all done. And so it's mostly just me listening to the Lord, writing those things down, and then figuring out one day that, hey, all of them have been completed.
Amen. Okay. Is there anything you'd like to share with us, like in particular for different areas or regions of the country?
Well, one of the great things that I sort of tweaked and changed a little bit is that I break it up into, you know, like I said, 5 different regions, and then I put the states for that region. I break it up into the West, the Southwest, Midwest, Southeast, and then Northeast. Obviously, all 50 states are included. But what I do is I give you a word for every state, then I give you a prayer for the region, a book of the Bible for that region to study, a scripture, specific scripture for that region. Then I give you a pretty cool thing. It's a landmark to watch. Now, this is something that's new because the landmarks, there's different landmarks in each region, and I believe that those landmarks are going to be sort of in the news for whatever reason. They're going to be in the news throughout the year. Then I give you a state in the region to watch for, a major city, and then key months to watch for. So if you take, you know, for instance, let's just pick one out of the blue, the Southeast region. I'll give you Alabama, Florida, Georgia, Kentucky, Mississippi, North Carolina, South Carolina, Tennessee, Virginia, West Virginia are part of what I call the Southeast region. The prayer for the Southeast region is pray to be willing to praise the Lord in and through all things. And then the book of the Bible is Second Chronicles. The landmark to watch for is the Smoky Mountains. The state to watch for is Florida. The city to watch for is Nashville. And then the key months are January, May, and October. So I do that for every region and sort of give you a little word. And then there's one big word for America that's all about change. As a matter of fact, on the first Sunday of 2020, what I'm encouraging everybody to do is to bring a bag of change to church. Give it to missions within your church, but believe God for change in your life, in our country. Believe God for change in your church, in your heart, in your marriage, with your kids, for good positive change, and bring a bag of change with you to church. And so, you know, if the program's airing after the first Sunday of the year, if it re-airs, do it this Sunday. Do it this week. It doesn't matter when you do it. It just matters that you do it and that you bring change and believe God for change in your heart and in your life.
Amen. Hey, that's awesome. Yeah, amen. Now, we have the election coming up. I have to ask, how does 2020 line up concerning the election process about to take place in this land as far as what the Lord is showing you?
Well, I think that, you know, you're going to see, you know, as it's been from the beginning, you know, they didn't like the vote when it happened. They don't like the vote now. There's still going to be things. I think we have to worry more about corruption within our country than without. I think that's the missing part that we have not talked about, is we're worried about all these other countries getting involved in influencing our election. But what about the people within our country, within different states that are, you know, not conservative states, but are states that, you know, lean in a way that's against the Word of God? I mean, we don't talk about that in America, but what about the people? What about the senators? What about the House of Representatives? What about the negative influence they put on things, the spin they put on stuff to negatively influence the elections? We talk about it globally, but we don't talk about it here in our own world. And I think you're going to have more stuff. I think as the election approaches, even on election day, I think you're going to have stuff that goes on election day that is going to be chaotic. It's going to be crazy. I think it's going to be worse than when we had it back in 2000, 20 years ago, when you had the little, Florida little, the little, what do you call those little
Chad.
Tags that hung up? So
Chad.
I think you're going to have, the little hanging chads. I think it's going to be something that we have to pray for. We have to pray against this confusion, believe God for peace, because I think that, there are forces out there that the Lord uses, and there's forces that the enemy uses in order to achieve their will. So trust me, God's will is going to be done, but that doesn't mean that we, the children of God, do not pray against some of this chaos, corruption, and confusion that's going on and that will go on concerning this election.
Amen. Amen. I appreciate that. Now, your books, the one coming out for 2020 plus the ones from 2019 and all that, they're all available on Amazon as well as your website, right?
Yeah, you can get them on Amazon. You can download it on ebook Kindle. You can really get it anywhere books are sold, including Barnes & Noble. All you need is the ISBN number, and the best place to go is probably PastorBillJenkins.org. I also have an audio version. You can download that audio version, and I'm speaking to you the entire book.
Amen.
And so it's professionally done. You can listen to it when you're running errands, going different places. If you want the paperback copy, you can get that as well. But, it's a important thing. If you want to know what to expect of God and what God expects of you as you enter a new year, a new era, and a new decade, this book is one tool that I believe God is using to help bring that about. So make sure you go to PastorBillJenkins.org and get your copy of 2020 Vision. That's the name of this year's book, 2020 Vision, and allow the Lord to bring clarity to your vision from this year and beyond as we establish a foundation for this new decade.
Amen. Amen. So if someone wanted to reach out to you to ask a question, get more information, maybe even do an interview such as this, they should just go to your website, or how can they do that? How can they get in touch with you?
Yeah, absolutely. Just go to PastorBillJenkins.org. That's the best thing to do. We do Prophetic Almanac programs, which is our radio program, and all the archive programs are there on PastorBillJenkins.org. You can get all of my books. I've written 12 books, so all of them are there. If you want to have me come and speak, or you want to do an interview, or you want a question about the book or about 2020, you can always send it by going to PastorBillJenkins.org. We look at it daily. We respond quickly. If you order a book, we'll get it out immediately. So we try to be diligent and honor God with what He has given us to get it out to people when they want it as soon as possible. So all you got to do is go to PastorBillJenkins.org, and then all the information is available there for you.
Amen. If they want information on your radio station, your radio broadcast, how can they get in touch with that?
Yeah, same thing, PastorBillJenkins.org. They can go to Destinland Christian Center, or they can go to WIMD Radio, and then they can see and hear and listen to it. And so all of the different ministries we have, we sort of put it together under one umbrella because we've got so many things going on in order to help people. So if you just go to PastorBillJenkins.org, you have the little icons. I do a little Minute That Matters every day on social media. I call it 1 minute that matters. It's 60 seconds. There's 1,440 minutes every day. I'm asking for 1 minute, I give you a little devotion, and you will love that. So LinkedIn, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, I'm doing what I call a minute that matters every single day by Pastor Bill Jenkins, and it's just a little 1 minute devotion that will help you get through your day. So anything you need, anything you want to know, go to PastorBillJenkins.org, and you can find out about our ministry, about our books, about all of our programs and things that we do right there on PastorBillJenkins.org.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Folks, you need to get a copy of Pastor Jenkins' book, The Prophetic Almanac for 2020. I mean, there is so much happening prophetically in this nation right now. You need to be aware of what's happening all around you. Do not be taken by surprise. Go to the links down below to Pastor Jenkins' website. Order your copy. Matter of fact, order three or four and give them away. Give one to your pastor. Praise the Lord. And get in touch with Pastor Bill Jenkins as well. Ask a question. Come here and preach if you're out in the Indianapolis area or Southern California. Get over to his church. Folks, you need to stay connected to the men and women that God are using in this day and in this hour, as everything's getting ready to wrap up, as the soon return of Jesus is near. Pastor, thank you again for taking time to come on the program today and catch us all up. And I look forward to staying in touch with you.
Hey, man, thanks a lot. I love your heart. I love what you do, and I always appreciate you having me on the program.
Amen. Folks, that is all the time we have for today. For Pastor Bill Jenkins, myself, this is Pastor Bob reminding you, be blessed in all that you do.
Are you a Christian entrepreneur, coach, or author with a message that needs to be heard? Picture this: your voice reaching thousands, your story inspiring hearts, and your business flourishing like never before. Introducing Faithcasters, the ultimate platform that connects faith-driven professionals like you with the power of podcasting. Become a sought-after guest on faith-based podcasts, share your unique insights, and connect with like-minded individuals who share your passion for faith and entrepreneurship as well. Imagine your expertise reaching a wider audience, expanding your network, and propelling your business to new heights. Well, it's all within reach with Faithcasters. So don't wait. Take the first step today on your journey to greatness by visiting our website at faithcaster.org. That's faithcaster.org. Join the Faithcasters community now and unleash the full potential of your faith-driven enterprise. You do not want to miss this opportunity. Faithcasters, where faith meets podcasting and your dreams become reality. Visit faithcaster.org. Let's soar together. And remember, anyone can be a podcaster, but only a Christian can become a faithcaster. Faithcasters, your voice, your platform, your success.